But there's always one. Now, what we have five years to get over to is like we said. It is your living in an empty probation and prison. Now, if you have any intention at all of being saved, you must go where the truth is taught. Now, you just can't do your way back. You have to be out of the way. Now, if not, then you just turn on. Now, that's plain, simple, and easy to understand. Now, we have in these last prophetic seconds of this probation over to no side of the day. All kinds of people. Some outstanding business and truth of faith is making the church. All of it derived from those defense cities that were in heaven and were cast out to the earth. Now you're being warned all the time about it. They are responsible for it. You're going to see what's going on. They were created for that purpose. They were ordained for that purpose. Yahweh made them that way. There is no conversion path. Now I guess you understand. Now if they move you, since you are living and breathing and walking around with right mind, all those kind of things, you kind of look around and find out some things to do. Now you can tell that this Bible is not understood. Now here's how you can tell it. It's first of all, it's because there are so many secular denominations disagreeing with one another. Right. And since that is true, then you know there's something wrong. Then people can put their hand or their finger right on a passage in the Bible and read it. Now, this is not our contention down here that the people can't read it. But suppose you look at Matthew 24:15. Now, I didn't say this.
When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand.
Now, do you understand that? Now, when you therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Didn't say sit down now. I'd like to make that clear too. See, in the holy place here, you have the golden candlestick, the table of showbread, and the altar, golden altar of incense. There is no seat in there for nobody to sit on. The throne room is in the most holy place. That's what they stand up in here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now that would be correlated with the wilderness. Now they were on a journey to change life. On the moon. They could have made that trip from Egypt to back into Canaan land in 40 days. But for that disobedience, it took 40 years. One day for a year, that's not the exact. Now, if they were going to make it in 40 days, 603,550 people, that's the third most of them, why then they wouldn't have no time to be loafing around and sitting around. They had a leader. And you'd be surprised that here, this year, Ambassador College up here in Pasadena, Armstrong, said John Armstrong, and his father, had $52 million a year income. And Ted John has said, this year, that neither his father or he knew that Jesus was back here with Moses. We didn't know that. And he read around in the Bible, picked up verses and chapters to prove that he was back there. Now, did you know where he got it from? Now, here is a man, here, Reverend Son Marion Moses, from Korea. He claims to have had a vision and a revelation. I got some more ready to start. And I make it my business to see to it that I pick up all of these things and bring them down here to the and show you and show you how they make a lot of mistakes. Now here on this side, you have a lot of you have finally gotten some of these. We're going to be here on the 23rd of this month. Now this is an excerpt that was taken from one of his lectures. Now some of you have written about the children. Now he hasn't said nothing. Not a thing. Rather than talking, just talk about God. Getting God back in the church and getting God back in the home. Getting God all that kind of talk. Don't mean a thing. Don't mean nothing. God hope for America. Nothing is stupid in everything. God hope for America. He's engineering the thing. Now why could he have hope for America? He said he was going to do all of this. And the devil is no obstruction and no hindrance at all. Rather, he's an asset rather than a liability. But now, all of them kind of things, they take people's attention. Now, I'm right. I just simply have to do it. It's to tell you about these things. I don't have no alternative to go for it. And I'm going to show you in such a way that you can tell something about it. Now, if I can't do that, then y'all will be understanding me. See? see that now? Now, there isn't anybody in this place as of now. But what they learned taught them about the truth. I mean, for sure. No more guesswork. Now, if Yahweh hadn't insisted that way, then he would have been justified in sending you to the list. Now, the order of service on a Wednesday, we have kind of dedicated it Wednesday to this one particular thing. Now, if you don't know, see, we try to give you a lecture and then give you a break to ask questions. Now, we're sure there's a lot of things that you don't know. Now, we're sure about that. Because God is eternal, first is infinite or unlimited, and you will be learning in age to come. So you are not going to get overcapacitated with intelligence. I can promise you that. Now, look, Yahshua the Messiah, I had along with him a man by the name of Judas. He knew who it was from the very beginning and was going to be praised. Now, he had no other alternative other than to choose Judas. He had to do that. And Judas had to do what he had done, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And Yahshua the Messiah had to do what he did in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Now, right recently, I think I should say something here. We've had some complaints, not in California now, so I don't want you to try out saying that, but you can blow it on out of your mind now. No, it ain't in California. About teaching the same thing all the time. About doing the same old routine, the same old thing all the time. Come from one of our schools. That's my dad, don't tell you about it. And I want to talk about that. Now that's simply too. To make a statement like that. Now here Yahweh says certain things. Then here you want to change something up here. Because folks are getting tired of hearing you say the same other thing. I don't want to go down that street because they're always going to talk about it. That's my historic pattern of faith. I already got down and God made a promise to Abraham. And now that first they had to come down here and come back up. See. And a lot of people haven't even got that up. But now they're part of restitution, so they say. They want to get into something new. Now, when you get into something new and get away from repetition or repeating, then you are headed for the next. That's exactly what you did. Right. It functions the same way all the time. Now, look, Freddie. See, you're sitting there breathing, aren't you? Now, when you stop breathing, you know what the rest of the story is. Now, when you get tired of breathing, or it's time to rest a seat. I'm just trying to, I try to make things simple and easy for people to understand. So there won't be no necessity of you stumbling and running around, see? And you don't even have to think.
And all it's a breeze.
If you did, then you just might forget. Find yourself dead. Now, breathing is an involuntary function. Your heartbeat is an involuntary function. Now, there is a voluntary function. Just left up to you. And you don't do too well with him. Want me to say something about that? Well, now, a voluntary function is something that you have some control over. You can execute it or you can do it yourself. Now you go and sit down and eat. Right? And then after you eat, there's something else got to take place. And if you don't mow or take care of that, see what I mean? I'll go to the church. You got some faith. Well, that's right. Some people are just paid. They won't do that. Now that might sound kind of stupid to you. Say, well, I thought that man was going to talk something about God. He's joining church. Getting rid of sin and all that. You'd be surprised. Say, you'd be surprised. And then somebody come along and say this. What's he always knocking some of the wrecks in churches for? Every time you turn around, you're talking about the Roman Catholics or the Protestants or the Orthodox or somebody else. He must think he's the only person in the world that's right. I've read all of that. And somebody said, well, why don't you stick to what's in the Bible and go on and preach? What's in the Bible and what's in the book? Now, if I should have said, told you what was in the book, you see, and you wouldn't explain to you, you'd be just as bad off as you was in the first place. But all know that I believe the Bible is right. I believe every word of it. King James Version. Then if you do, you're a stupid.
That's right.
Now there's some words in that that said something ought not to be there. In other words, let me say this to you. See, there is interpolation, admitted interpolation. Now interpolation is a serious phrase. And then there is mistranslation. Now, if you're going to go along and read everything you read in the Bible and you get hung up on one of them things, see? Well, the average person, because they don't know the purpose and how to put it together, they get hung up on, see? And then if you put it to him, see? Then he thinks of a, he ain't got no explanation for it.
You want me to leave you alone then, son?
Go ahead and give him one, Doc.
Exodus 24:9-7. Then went up Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they called the God of Israel. And John 1:18 says, no man has seen God at any time.
Now, how do you fix that? Now, you can't read both of them without being just downright stupid. You can't believe that they saw the God of Israel, but then there's no man that's seen him at any time. Now, you've got to just believe one thing or the other, or else you don't know. And for the most part, the folks don't even know. See? You're right over that and all the time before you come here, see, before anybody said anything to you about it, see? And the way you did that, you just dropped off. You didn't even know there was any difference in it at all. Right. Well, a lot of things you didn't know. Right. For example, the God of Israel is wrong. Right. See? And you didn't know that. Jesus. Somebody come along and say, I don't believe in God. Oh, what a pity. Then when you found out about it, it wasn't as bad as you thought it was. Like, oh, I believe in Jesus. Well, that's bad too. But you see, you don't know those things. Now, the simplicity of this teaching is the thing that counts. I believe it's the 10th chapter of Romans. I know what verse it is. And we'd like to get some sense out of it, so to say. But the one of the verses they stole, they didn't take some spot here. And Romans stole, they didn't get the stuff. 10th chapter of Romans.
On its 13th verse. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Now how shall they call on him whom they have not believed?
Read. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
Now listen. Did you hear anything about Yahweh before you come here?
No.
I want to know now. I want to see you.
No.
And most everybody here comes from some church or organization. And see how important this is. How can you believe on him whom you have not heard? See, well, somebody say, well, I belong to this and that and the other church, but you never heard nothing about Yahweh. See? If you did, I've asked you to stand up before you come here. Then somebody wants to say, well, I'm saved. See. I know I'm right. See. And this business is just going on your way. You see. It's not even going to work. That's why I said, I am the way. And there's no man goeth unto the Father but by me. Now that's the only way. That's the only way you can make it. And not only that. Now are you listening? Yes, he is. He said, he's listening. That's why I said, didn't no man know the Father but the Son.
That's right. That's right.
How about that? And to whomsoever the Son will reveal. That's in the book. How shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? Read.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Oh, good. I'll preach it over. I thought about that. So many people have come here from one time to the other. And said, yes, I'll preach it. Preach it the same way, the same thing you all preach down there. Now, you know what that says? That means you don't know what he's preaching over that. That's right. We don't know what he's preaching. And how long have you been over? Oh, I've been over there for 15 or 20 or 25 or 30 years. All my people were born and raised in that church going to me. All my ancestors and progenitors were raised in there. And if they didn't die, go to him there. Out of that, I can too. I'm satisfied with my religion. See that? Now, we've heard that. And that's what they have told us. Now, I can't get nobody to stand up every day and say, I haven't seen them. That they were talking about Yahweh before they come here. See? I know David knows something about it, but I'm not talking about that. See? But I'm just calling the shots like this. See? As a general thing, and when you read around in the Bible and from your teachers teaching you, you didn't hear nothing about Yahweh, did you? Then said, how are you going to hear it without a preacher? See? And now here you are down here, see, from some other church and they never told you nothing about Yahweh. And yet still you think that he was preaching and teaching you the same thing over there as we're teaching down here. Now that just ain't make, that don't make no kind of sense. Now there's something else important about that too, which we're going to get into. All right, read.
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
Now how is he going to preach except he be sent? How is he going to do it?
They're all sent.
Mm-hmm.
Either by Yahweh or by the devil. Mm-hmm.
All right, read.
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet.
As it is written. That's another thing you never paid no attention to. Till you come down and you're like, you never paid no attention to it. As it is written. And you read it right on. You didn't know where it was written. Didn't know a thing about it.
Right.
Now you paid no attention to it. Read right on over. We had to stop them, for example. And suppose I said, where is that written?
Okay.
Paul said, it is written.
Yeah.
See? Most of us would have to use a concordance or something like that to find out where it was written. We don't know who said it. How beautiful are the secret things. All that we know.
And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the glad tidings of peace.
All right, preach.
And bring glad tidings of good things.
Mm-hmm.
But they have not all obeyed the evangel.
Now, but they have not all obeyed the evangel. Or obeyed what you call the gospel. They haven't obeyed. Now, you can stand up here and tell people what thus saith Yahweh, and they are not going to obey it all of them. Somebody might say, well, how do you know that? Well, they didn't obey us. Well, they didn't obey Yahweh. They didn't obey the Holy Spirit. If they did, there wouldn't be any of them lost.
They read.
For Isaiah said, for now you see who said. For Isaiah said, whatever he's going to read there, read.
Yahweh, who hath believed our report?
Yahweh hath said, who hath believed our report? Now listen here, folks. Now just listen. Out there in Christendom, that's just the junk you got here. See? See, you can't believe that. Right. You can't see any Billy Graham. Save your life. Question? Why not? Because he can't prove nothing he said. He don't know how to prove it. And even went so far as to make this kind of a statement. Said he believed that there was a God, but he couldn't prove it. Billy Graham's a great evangelist. Is that right? Is that right? Now, if you knew see, and if he was preaching the right thing, see, understand? And he believed what he was preaching and had a knowledge of it to preach to the people, you're going to believe my report.
That's right.
See? But I'm going to smack your flashy face time and time again until you get in your head what I'm talking about. I'm not going to let you go around stupid like that. And if I did, then I wouldn't know. See? How about that? Well, I've had him come to school here and say all kinds of things. I know you wouldn't mind about this. Mr. Short said when he come here, he said, I'm from Missouri, you got to show me. Did you say that, Mr.? That's what he said. I think you were right. That's been some time ago. And we've had some others here, see? Dr. Williams. We had a bar going. That if he could prove to me that what they were teaching over in the Church of Christ was right, then the whole, look, I didn't have this much nerve. Said, well, the whole audience will go and we'll all come over to your place. And we had a bar going. That if I could show him that what we were teaching over here, he and all of the rest of them over there were supposed to come over here. But he come, but they didn't. And he's been around here somewhere around 11 years or something like that. See? Good time. All right, read on that.
So then, faith cometh by hearing.
Now, so then, this is important. Faith then cometh by hearing. See? Now Isaiah wants to know who Yahweh who believes our report. See? Now he didn't report the same strength. See? Then they couldn't think. See? But he told him what Yahweh said. He didn't say I said so and so. He told him what Yahweh said. I'm going to whip you into humble submission. Somebody said, me? Yes, you. So you don't know me. I'm hard-headed, yes, but I just talk with you. I get your head. You see, the Hebrew law makes me the rod of iron. Well, you don't know me, yes I do. I know you.
All right.
So then faith comes by hearing, and that by the word of
Yahweh. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth. And their words unto the ends of the world.
You remember Yahshua the Messiah said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every preacher.
Right.
Then there's all the planets and everything else that they just preach to him.
All right.
See? Look at the 19th division of the first verse.
Then my body all mapped into the pendulum, run over to St. John.
A saint is one ordained, canonized in the Roman Catholic Church. Now, John, there wasn't no Roman Catholic Church in
Egypt.
The heavens declare the glory of hell.
The heavens declare the glory of hell.
And the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech. And night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language. Where their voice is not heard. Yet their message is gone out through all the earth. And their story to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle
For the sun.
With him as a bridegroom.
Coming out of the tent.
And rejoices as a strong man.
Read on that.
He
is going forth is from the end of heaven.
And his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of Yahweh is perfect.
The law of Yahweh is perfect. Didn't understand the law. The law is perfect. Converting the soul. Read.
The testimony of Yahweh is sure.
Now somebody ain't been testifying,
right? Making wise the simple.
The stupid and the simple.
The statutes of Yahweh are right.
They're right, folks. They're not wrong.
Rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure. Enlightening the eyes.
Now I got a question. Now we've been bound down on it. Right here, right here. Now I want to show you the simplicity of it. But we just talked about it. Go back down to the first verse.
The heavens declare. The glory of hell. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day, other is speak.
Now, there isn't anybody in here. That has reached the age of accountability, that is to say, that knows the firmament. You're not here.
In the building.
Do you want to argue about that? Now look. If the sun rises up here, let me ask you a question. Why does it rise? Why does it ascend to its zenith straight up and down over here? And why does it set at the surface? There's anybody in here that hasn't seen that. Yeah. But to know why it did by chance. Now that's a different story.
Right.
You see? Now, what we have here, black fleece. Now we wrote it in the book a long time ago. And this chart here has been made ever since 1932. That's when we finished up. It's the same one. See a sunset here? See? The sun in the ethereal heaven. That you can see the same sun out there now. See? And you can look at it. See? Rise. See? Then it ascends or it reaches its zenith in the sky. And then it goes on down. That's the subject I'm talking about. Is that right? Somebody said, well, moving around the sun. That's right. Now see, there's nobody in here that hasn't seen the sunrise and the sunset. Nobody! See? You follow? Now listen, see, you read over that in Genesis. If Yahweh waited till the cool of the day to drive that mountain, send that angel and drive that mile of that garden. Is that right? When the sun in the ethereal heaven was going down. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now faith comes by hearing. You got to hear it first. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now we're getting up on you now, faith. I'm right on up on you. Don't make no difference how silly you are. You think it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
Said, well, you don't understand. I'm black. I don't care how black or how white or green or blue or yellow or whatever. You think it. Yeah. Yeah. Sacrifice. See?
Yeah.
Have to be offered up there, see? And that pretty plan there. That's what it is. Every day in the year, just like the sun rose and sets. Every day in the year. Now you say you're tired of repetition.
See? You follow?
You're taking tired. Now everybody on earth.
Don't make no difference.
See?